The Klingon Assault Group is a body of Star Trek fans that has come together to enjoy all things Klingon. Why Klingon? I could chalk it up to the determination that is part of the warrior spirit the Klingon race represents. I could say it was to look at reality from a different perspective, how things could have been if everybody tried hard to be their very best to each other, with Klingon honor. It could be the chance to take an existing fictional system and explore new areas about how it was created. How did the language, which we are still building on, come to be? How and why are holidays, not of this planet, celebrated? It could be a chance to envision new foods and drink. It could be a chance to cosplay, not as an individual, but in a group who has common interests together and wants to share them with the public. It could just be the first rule of CAG. Have fun. No matter what your interests are, no matter what you want to learn or be a part of developing, no matter what you do, the most important thing is to be having fun. If a hobby isn't fun, why do it? CAG offers many opportunities to have fun doing interesting things. If you like to cook, we have recipes for you. If you like making interesting drinks, we have recipes for that too. If you like to learn new languages, we have many experienced Klingon speakers within our ranks who love to share their knowledge. We even have members translating great works of fiction back to their original Klingon, and songsmiths turning pop songs into Klingon songs. If you like to learn new cultures, CAG encourages learning about Klingon culture and even developing your own aspects. Like to make costumes? CAG has guides to help you get building. If you like conventions, CAG is there. This is where we started. From showing off our work at fan tables, to running panels about the things we've learned and done, to just being the Klingons at the convention. CAG develops the tools to allow these things to happen. You can be part of that development. Join CAG. It's your duty to serve the Empire. Cup luck.
Well, now let's take a look at other aliens within CAG and what they kind of bring to the picture. Right now, I have the captain of the Xeno Legion, Heather Grant, who in Klingon is known as
Ayla Idwan.
And you see why I let her pronounce it. Let's talk about the benefits of being in the Xeno Legion and what it brings to the table. What resources does the Xeno Legion have?
Well, we've got a number of people who are in a lot of costuming groups and have a lot of costuming knowledge and such. We've got, Andorians with us, Cardassians, Ferengi. We're fairly loosely attached to a lot of these costuming groups online, and it brings in the information for not only Trek costuming, but also other alien type costumes and such as the Predators, the Xenomorphs. We share this information with not only CAG, but also anyone who's really interested in that particular costuming. And we've also helped people overcome their fear of possibly doing alien cosplays. But there's some of the Andorians that do dance. Well, somebody might be afraid to get out there and dance in front of people. Well, here's a bunch of Andorians that go dance with them. So there's that. And we've also run into a number of fans who are kind of afraid of what they would call complexity of doing an alien outfit, the makeup. And a lot of us are able to show these people it's not really as complex a task as they might think, especially nowadays with we've got all these new fabrics, the new makeup types, different methods of building a cosplay. I mean, it's honestly, it's a lot easier now than it was in, say, the 80s, 90s, or before that. But just a lot of information about the various aliens and how to be an alien, I would say, is one of our biggest, or some of our biggest resources that we bring into CAG.
You talked about helping people get over their fears. How do you go about that?
Just kind of work with them and show them. I know in my personal thing, I went and one of my friends wanted to be a Romulan, like my main persona is, but she was very afraid of doing it wrong and everything. So we met with her and showed her how to apply a set of ears. And another time we met with her again and we worked with her on a Romulan outfit, which is the next generation outfit. She was so wanting to do it that she actually went and got the materials to make that belt and harness thing that they use, and she got the correct materials. I don't know how she managed to find it, but she did, and we all together figured it out. And I would say within about 3 hours, we all had the Romulan harness. She was well on her way to having the tunic made, and it's just sitting down with these people and showing them how. Now, I run on the side the Romulan costuming group on Facebook, and one of our members on that, for a fan film that he's helping out with, has ended up making or recreating the TOS Romulan helmets. And these things look like they belonged on the set. And he's shared the pattern that he used. It's a free share that if you're a member of the group, you can download it. Make your own. He also has instructions on exactly how to make, you know, it, what angles to cut, and it's just amazing the things that people share. And I see this also on other of the alien costuming groups as well.
So what did he make it out of?
He made it out of foam, the kind of like the car floor mats that you can get, or it's EVA foam is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, he made the helmet out of EVA foam, and which is a lot lighter than my husband and I have some Romulan helmets that we picked up from an artist that they're wearable, but they're definitely heavier than foam.
What activities is the Xeno Legion involved in? And are those different than the naval or marine activities?
Well, if you've ever seen the Dragon Con parade, you've seen a number of the aliens in the Dragon Con parade. We do a lot of the same things that the naval or regular CAG does. We don't really do the same thing as the Marines. We're generally not in the honor guards unless the person doing that is in both groups and has, you know, maybe two personas type such.
Yeah, if you're going to do Vulcan security, you'd have to make their helmets.
Oh, probably, which I can't say that it would be too difficult.
Well, not for the guy that came up with the Romulan one.
Quite a few people out there do make helmets. I'm waiting to see somebody make one of the helmets or part of the outfit from the, the 3D printing?
Yeah, somebody throws an STL file out there, I'll grab it and print it.
There you go. Somebody just needs to come up with that. For the regular CAG, a lot of the activities for the Xeno Legion really are the same. You know, there's parades, there's the community services, conventions, convention panels. Biggest difference is that it's being done by, you know, Andorians, Romulans, Predators, Xenomorphs, Orions, near every and any race except for pure human. I've seen people doing the Toys for Tots thing, various sporting event parades, food drives. You know, like I said, we don't generally do or don't generally find the Xeno Legion people in doing the Marine honor guards and things like that.
You've talked about Dragon Con.
Yes.
You've talked about DragonCon as being one activity that you've done. What other specific activities can you cite that the Xeno Legion has been involved in?
Oh, gosh. That one's really the big one. A lot of it, you know, at least from where I am and where I'm sitting, we're kind of in the background, more support, because a lot of our members actually do Klingon costume as well. And it's, you know, if you're doing, say, a TOS Klingon costume, you don't have to worry about the ears or the hair or, you know, anything like that. It's a bit of makeup on the face, maybe. I know there might be some, like, some of the fan films that have been done out there or are being done, might be some on that.
That is actually what I was going to ask you about next, is the Star Trek fan films.
Okay, I know there's quite a number of them out there. There are three that I know their names of. A lot of times what I'll hear is, oh, I'm working on a Star Trek fan film. But I, you know, that's all the information that they'll give, you know, until it's, you know, maybe out or, you know, released and such. But there was the Romulan Wars, one called, I believe it's called Dreadnought Dominion, which and used both humans and the aliens from Star Trek in it. I don't know a lot about that one. That's more of the, that was done more in the Carolinas. And there might be or have been some Xeno Legion members helping out with the one called Star Trek Continues. Again, I don't know a lot about that one. It's, you know, based on the East Coast, and I'm all the way out here on the West Coast. So, you know, I'll cheer them on and, you know, got to meet some of the people, but don't know a huge amount about that.
The nice thing is people can find these fan films on YouTube for the most part.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely.
Now, you've mentioned a few races. It's kind of surprising. You mentioned xenomorphs and predators.
Right.
They're not truly Trek-related, but are they allowed in the Xeno Legion?
Oh, yes, because they're aliens. They are
okay.
non-fully human alien.
Which then answers my next question of, there was an episode of Star Trek the Animated Series called The Slaver's Weapon, which introduced the Kzinti. The guy that wrote the episode had a Kzinti series of cat-like aliens.
Right.
And he introduced those. The problem, of course, is Roddenberry then went ahead and said, no, the animated series is not canon, and took them right out. But the Xeno Legion is fine with them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. If you want to be a
So why aren't they fine with humans?
They're not. We don't allow, just like TAG does not allow full humans to have membership, the Xeno Legion does not either.
Okay. Any idea why?
Quite honestly, I had to think about this for a while when I first, you know, heard about the rule. And it took me a little bit of time, but I came to kind of an understanding that, well, there's plenty of Star Trek groups out there that are purely focused on humans. They're purely focused on the Federation, and the CAG and the Xeno Legion focus on the non-human races. And while some people might, you know, and say a Federation-based group might say, well, I want to join CAG as a human, I can't make up my mind as to what alien to be anyway. Well, you could eventually, I mean, pick something that's human-like. The Romulans, the Vulcans, be a Betazoid. I mean,
yeah.
They are. If
I don't think there's any real makeup for them. No. I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, if you take the one Betazoid that we see a lot of, Loxana Troi, if you put her next to a human, you'd be going, I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Because it's internal. So claim you're a Betazoid.
Bingo. There you go. You're in.
Yeah, that works for us. Now go sign up for CAG and you're in.
Or
try out join some of the cosplay groups that are the, you know, the alien ones and see what they're doing. Talk to them. see what works for you. Or do you have a favorite alien character from, you know, Star Trek? Which one of these do you really like? And sign up as that. That's good enough.
Gives you something to strive for to improve your costuming skills.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, once you're in for one, well, try out another alien and stuff, because there's quite a number of the members of CAG and Xeno Legion who kind of hump from one alien persona to another and back again. And it's just, it goes along with one of the main rules of CAG. Have fun.
The number one rule of CAG.
Oh, yeah. Go out and have fun.
Where do you hope to take the Xeno Legion in upcoming years?
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get back to the conventions, back to the food drives, and, you know, really having a presence out there. In having that presence, I'm hoping that more fans out there will opt to become alien. You know, that I would like us to have more of a visual presence. I'm out here, you know, in Arizona, and we've got a huge convention out here. And most of what I see in the Star Trek alien area, well, technically aren't aliens. They're humans. A huge amount of Federation people. Some of them, you know, some people will do, you'll see a Klingon or two maybe. My husband and I, usually you might see us as a Romulan. The last, was it 2 years ago? Year and a half ago? It was right before, the year before the whole pandemic thing started. I went to this convention as an Andorian. So, but for the most part, what you're going to see is human Federation. I'd like that to change. I'd like to see, even this in the smaller conventions, I'd like to see more Orions, more Vulcanoids, because I know there's you know, the Romulans, there's the Vulcans, and was it the Paclids are the pig people. I'd love to see Paclids at a convention. That would be neat. That would be one heck of a makeup job. But
yeah, but I kind of wonder what a Paclid panel would be like.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Have you know?
No, you go first. You go first. We brought you in to let you go first.
The convention attendees would love something like that. It would be pure comic gold. It really would be. If done right, it would be absolutely
entertaining.
Comic gold. And that really is what a lot of these convention panels are about. Entertain the masses. Though I can kind of see, I'm one of those where I'm sort of an introverted extrovert or an extroverted introvert. You get me up on stage and I can go with it. But it's the getting me up on that stage. And I think a lot of people out there, CAG and non-CAG alike, are that.
I think a lot of it is, before you go up on stage, you have everything that can possibly go wrong going through your mind.
Exactly.
But as soon as you're up on stage, all that's forgotten, and you're just going with the flow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's really, really very much like that. But, you know, yeah, I'm just, I'm looking at that, and I'm, like I said, I'm hoping more people will opt to become the aliens. Those who have embraced their alienness, I'm hoping that they'll be able to get back to being alien. It's kind of hard to do when you're, you know, stuck at home or not able to get into, you know, groups of more than, you know, four or five or whatever the number is right now.
Yeah.
But
it's a matter of almost all of our plans are going to have to wait until normal activity can be restored.
Exactly. They're in a holding pattern, you know, in the mothership above.
But if any of you listeners are out there thinking, something's interesting. Yeah, while we're in the holding pattern, is it time for you to build that new costume to wear to the conventions when they start happening again.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of them are very easy. You know, with the, I haven't watched it, but from the few pictures that I've seen for the, I think it was the Picard show now, the Romulans, they look like, was it the 1990s goth garb? You know, go out and get yourself something that looks goth and trek it up a little bit and put pointy ears on, you know, on, and oh, look, you're a Picard, you know, show era Romulan. And it can be very, very easy. It really can.
Or you're just a Romulan civilian.
There you go. Exactly, because other than, you know, one particular episode that was set, I believe, in probably the main city, you don't know what the Romulans look like out, you know, working out in their farmlands and the small towns. We were never shown that.
We didn't even see that in the Klingon era until Next Gen and later.
Exactly, exactly. You know, just make up your own thing. Pretty easy to do. But
make it look Romulan, because I am assuming that the Xeno Legion works under the same rule as the Navy and Marines as far as Klingons are concerned. Is, yep, if it looks Klingon, it is Klingon.
Very much so. Very much so. We took that and basically just glommed onto it. It's just like, if it looks Romulan, it is Romulan. If it looks pack-led, it is pack-led. If it looks, it is.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to be picky about, oh, but the stitching is, you know,
16 stitches to the inch. Come on, you got to. You only had 15 on this last one. Redo it.
Exactly, exactly. If it looks, it is. So, but
okay. Well, I appreciate this opportunity to learn more about the Xeno Legion and present it to our listeners here, and show more of the benefits to being a CAG member. You don't even have to be a Klingon to be a member of CAG.
Oh, yeah.
There are other opportunities.
Very much, very much. And whatever activities you want to do, or I know you were, I think we were talking about the other day, any type of plans in the works. And I would say, since each area, each ship does their own thing, some are definitely more active than others, but real life not getting in the way, I would like to see the more inactive areas of Xeno Legion membership become more active. Maybe a Trek model build day at a local hobby store, picnics dressed as your favorite alien, and, you know, maybe see more alien types at the Good Day to Dine events. I mean, I love seeing the pictures from those, but I would love to see more aliens at them as well, if it's a cosplayed Good Day to Dine type event. So just go out and do.
You know, there may be a problem with a Good Day to Dine event if you've got many xenomorphs in your fan club. You have to tell the waiter, no, I'm not going to eat you.
It just makes it more interesting.
What would you like to eat, sir? You.
With fava beans and a fine Chianti.
Yes, exactly. I think I can Hannibal that.
Oh, there you go, there you go. Or, you know, that surprise predator at the table that suddenly pops into view.
Yeah, you better run. If you don't run, I can't shoot you.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for your time here. We've got a lot of ideas that you listeners here can grab onto and try to do for yourself. How do people contact the Xeno Legion if they want to get involved?
They could message me through the Xeno Legion or CAG. Quite honestly, I believe CAG has a public forum on Facebook, as well as, right, on Facebook, as well as their members only Forum on there. Now, to join the Xeno Legion, you do have to be a member of CAG. So that is one thing that you want to make sure of. You know, if you want to join, join CAG, and then, you know, send a message and join up. But the...
Remember, CAG membership costs you $0.
Exactly. And if you're in one of the other alien costuming groups, which those do not require CAG membership, again, send me a message. You know, you might have to send it, you know, more than once because of the way Facebook is set up in messaging, but I'll eventually get it, or mention me in your post on any of these groups. And
they go to the CAG website and they look for the Xeno Legion. They will find a direct link to sending you a message also.
I believe so, yes. Yes.
And that is at CAG, CAG.org. Again, thank you. And people go out there, get busy, do stuff. We want to see you at conventions.
Let's continue the CAG podcast presentation of the benefits of CAG membership. One may ask, what do I get from my membership? Quite a lot when you consider the cost of membership. It's free. But seriously, let's look at all the things CAG has available to you. One thing at a time.
Well, here we are again, talking about benefits of CAG. Hey, you like being in CAG, don't you? There are a lot of things you can do within CAG, and how do you bring them all together so that you know what is available? Well, one of the ways we do that is through the CAG podcast. And I am one of the two hosts right now for the CAG podcast, Commander Jorn Sutai Vampire, and my co-host is...
I am...
Da-da-da-da.
Lieutenant Commander Jajim Vestai Jajim, Commander of the IKV Heart of Honor.
Yeah, see, he's got a more important role than I do.
No, come.
Go figure.
Yeah, and John's the idea guy. Yeah, John's the idea guy. He comes up with all the good ideas.
What is a podcast? What is this podcast? Well, it's an internet radio show. It's a place we go to talk about whatever idea we want to present to our listening audience, so you guys can see new ways to do things, new things to do, new ideas to look into, and new books to read.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, there's surprisingly a lot of podcasts you can access on CAG.org. As a matter of fact, we have over 75 episodes right now that are free and open access to anybody.
Yeah, the problem is we can't keep our mouths shut. And that's why we keep going.
Well, and see, that's the whole thing, what this is about. You have a forum here that you can get on and talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's within the purview of CAG, and it can be put up online for everybody to access. You and I are doing most of the stuff right now, but, you know, it doesn't...
It wasn't always that way.
No, it does not have to be that way.
Why did we get this thing started? Well, about 4 years ago, I had the stupid idea that maybe we ought to save some of the history of CAG, the Klingon Assault Group. Maybe we ought to save some of the techniques and activities that we do within CAG, and maybe we should pass them around to more than just the people, the four or five people we have on our ship. Get it out to a wider audience. So a couple of us got together and said, okay, let's start recording some of these ideas, some of these things. The earliest episodes of the CAG podcast had to do with, believe it or not, actually had to do with discussions of some of the Klingon episodes that people had been viewing of Star Trek. So we've got a couple of episodes that are just talking about specific Star Trek episodes and how the Klingons are in them. We look to people who are doing things, making costumes, headpieces, props, We brought them on to talk about their craft, how they did it, how they were inspired, how you, the listener, can get involved, can do the same thing that they're doing. Because let's face it, if you want to get good at something, do it. It's the only way you're going to really learn what works for you, because the experts can tell you what works for them, but that might not be your technique. Mm-hmm. So give her a listen. Grab an idea. Run with it.
Yeah, and
we talk about it. There, go ahead, Jim.
Okay. There are a lot of ideas out there, too. And the thing is with ideas, I have found that you give someone 10 ideas and they run out and try to do all 10 and don't really accomplish anything or don't do anything well. Grab one idea and develop it as far as you can go with it and then go on to the next thing. Don't try to do everything at once. I mean, you can't do that. Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither was Kronos.
But by the same token, if you take that one and you get really good at doing that one, then something is going to tangentially impact your mind with a new idea, a new activity, and you're going to have that second one that you can branch off with and do that nobody else may have even thought of.
Yeah, and you build up your repertoire as things go along.
Okay, one of the benefits of taking an idea and working it as much as you can is that another idea will impact you, will hit your brain, you know, like a tsunami, and you'll come up with a secondary idea, a new idea that you can run with. Possibly something nobody else has thought of. And, well, if we can get you here on the CAG podcast, we can present that idea to all of CAG, and now everybody has that idea for an activity, and we can see it mushrooming out throughout the community.
Yeah. Another thing you could probably do is if you go to a convention and there is a Klingon panel, take out your phone and start recording audio with your phone of this panel. Make sure you let the panel people know you're doing this, and if they're not already, and we can upload that and make that a podcast. Don't we have several panel podcasts?
We have panels recorded from MarsCon, Starbase Indy, and Treklanta. We have conventions discussed from Kingston Comic Con and Toronto Fan Expo. We have talks with the fans at the convention just to see why they're Klingons and what they do for Klingon activity from MarsCon, Starbase Indy, and Treklanta. There's a lot of things you can do at a con as far as recording as material for the CAG podcast. It doesn't have to be just a panel, but some of those panels can have some really good ideas that we need to share with the community. Some of those panels may have new ship activities.
Yeah.
That we can do.
Or even just a seed of an idea that will plant itself in your mind, and who knows what it will turn into.
One of the panels that I've done at conventions, Klingon speed dating, is from that one line in Star Trek The Next Generation where Worf says the Klingon male reads love poetry and the Klingon female hurls heavy objects at him. Well,
he ducks a lot.
He ducks a lot. I went out and got a couple of tubs of stuffed animals and a bunch of poems, and I put the women on one side, the men on the other, and well, the men read love poetry and the women pelt them with stuffed animals, you know, so
sounds like
you never
fun.
Know what's going to come up. You never know what's going to spark that idea of a new activity to do at a convention or at even a ship's meeting or maybe even at a library. Yeah. Think about doing readings at libraries.
Yeah.
Where does that idea? Again, we've talked about that on the podcast. We've talked about how to recruit on the podcast. We've got literally an entire episode on recruiting available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get done with these benefits podcasts, what are they but a recruiting tool that you can hand out to people?
Yeah, you just give them the URL and go crazy with it.
I mean, you can either run the URL, you can run the podcast at your table, but you know, it's kind of boring stuff. But like Jim says, give them the URL, they can listen to it at home.
Mm-hmm. So, and along with the benefits of CAG Podcast, you and I, we host the Bound by Honor Klingon Book Review Podcast. And it's kind of easy. We read a book and we talk about it.
And if we can't talk about it enough, we give a call to the author of the book and say, hey, what's this stupid thing about? And, you know, and we talk with him for a while.
Yeah, we don't call it stupid, though, because they don't.
No, we don't.
Authors don't like that.
No. It depends on the author, you know.
Yes. So,
I mean, we've done author talks from regular fictional books through Kronos, a traveler's guide.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Dalton Ward?
Dayton Ward. We had Dayton Ward
yeah.
to talk with us about that. As a matter of fact, that wound up being a two-part episode.
We reviewed the book also.
Yes. So, and then we've got a new podcast. We'd like more people to get involved with it, and we call it CAG Cooking. This was John's idea, where you prepare a meal.
Yeah, blame me. Go ahead, blame me.
You prepare a meal, you talk about your recipe, you talk about how to prepare it, and
talk about doing it.
Yeah, and then you taste it, you eat it, and then you talk about how much you enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it, or what you would do differently. We've only got two episodes of that. We would love to have more episodes.
As with everything on the CAG podcast, we'd love to have more episodes.
Yeah. And
the CAG cooking ones, we just started that this a couple of months ago.
You took your idea from the Mind Scanner issue 85, I believe it was, which is mostly dedicated to food. And
Klingon Cuisine.
Yeah.
Is the name of the issue.
And I just made something up out of thin air and called it something. And
And let's face it, guys, we need a lot more recipes on what to do with those damn dribbles.
Yeah, and these are very short shows. 7 minutes tops. 7 to 10 minutes is about all we need on that. Anybody can record 7 minutes.
You'd be surprised how quickly you can do cooking, especially if you time it.
Yeah.
You know, most of it is having been thrown in the oven or thrown on the stove and letting heat do its work. But
yeah,
the actual food preparation is, like he says, 7 to 10 minutes tops.
Yeah. You know, and CAG Tavern, that's a podcast that's kind of fallen off the radar a little bit, but it doesn't have to stay gone. CAG Tavern is you tell your story of your involvement with CAG. Who are you? How did you come to be in CAG? And what do you do to stay involved?
But most importantly, what I wanted CAG Tavern to become is a place where you can sing your songs, a place where you can go and tell the tall tale of your greatest adventure and the honor that it brought to your house. Why? Think about going to a convention. You've got a small group of people around you, sitting in the lobby, small group. All of a sudden, you go into what you did that was great, what you did that was honorable, what you did that was adventurous, to see their eyes light up and hold them in the palm of your hand while you describe adventures, things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
What you have done and why you are an honorable Klingon.
Because Klingons should brag.
Big time. Big time brag.
Oh, yeah.
We need more tall tales.
Yep. So, and then
we've also started religious services.
Well, yeah. That was quite a project.
It took me about a day per sermon on that first one. And I'm thinking of doing more sermons.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to do more sermons, because sermons are the type of thing, like the tall tale, you're at a convention, you got a small group around you, bust into a sermon. talk about one of the 10 precept principles of the Klingon art of war. Talk about honor. Talk about duty. Talk about how you get enrichment from the fulfillment of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about being a Klingon. You've got a soapbox. You've got them in the palm of your hand. Go for it.
Yep. But just make sure if you do this at a convention, it's okay to do that. You don't want security coming around. Hey, what are you doing?
Or make sure you've got your ship around you to take care of the security.
Well, there you go, that too. So, you know, this is... John and I have been doing this for, I don't know, quite a while. And the thing of it is it's not just about us. It's about our club. And so we would like to have this become a voice of CAG, where everybody has access.
If this was about us, we would have been on as long as a science fiction television show on Fox would be on.
Which isn't long, half a season if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, yes. But it's all about finding out what people are doing within the CAG universe.
Mm-hmm.
Extolling those virtues and sharing them with the other members of CAG so they can be repeated throughout the CAG universe.
Yeah. You have something you want to say? You have.
We want to hear it.
Yes. And everybody else wants to hear it too. Why not? Through us, you can have access to this. You just make a recording of some kind, email it to us. There's numerous ways to upload a file to us. We will figure out how to get it up on the website, and so everybody can hear what's going on. It's your voice that we're looking for.
But a lot of you don't have practice doing podcasts.
Right.
Don't feel bad. Contact either myself or Jim, and we will help you with the planning, the recording, and the editing of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work you through it.
Yep.
We've got the experience. Use us.
Yeah. Just you can message us, and we'll do whatever we can do to help. If you really would like to know more about what we do with CAG podcasting, you should go to the website www.cag.org/podcast. Is where you find us.
And remember, you're going to find out what books you should read, how interesting they are, how uninteresting they are. You're going to find out fun activities to do at conventions or between them. You're going to learn about Klingon culture, history, and Klingon whole, the Klingon language. And most importantly, with these segments of podcasts, the benefit ones, you can use them as a recruiting tool to show interested parties how fun it is to cosplay a Klingon at conventions and just in the general public.
Yes, and you'll be following CAG's number one rule, which is have fun.
Can't we squash that? Can't we make this a job for them? No, I suppose we can't.
No. So remember, that's www.cag.org/podcast. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts at CAG Podcasts, and I believe we're also available on Google Play.
So get out there, work with these podcasts, find new people, find new things to do, get ready. We're about to bust out of COVID. We're about to have lots of conventions to do. We expect to see you out there. We expect to hear from you.
Yeah.
We expect new ideas.
Yeah, let's get them. Ka-pa!
Really, though, when you're looking at your benefits, they will be determined by what you contribute, what you do, and how much you're willing to learn. In other words, what you get from CAG will depend on what you're willing to put into CAG. We hope this series of podcasts has whetted your appetite for doing things and left you wanting more. Ideally, if you don't find what you're looking for in CAG, help us create it for you. And remember, above all else, have fun. Cup luck.